Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
94 WIP Breaking News.
Well, we do have some breaking news here. Welcome back to the Midday Show. We're live in Clearwater, Florida, about to do a daily mock at 1 o'clock, Hugh. And in the mock we were going to dive into today had the Eagles selecting a safety at one of their two positions, which they still could. But, Hugh, we just got some breaking news here. The Eagles have signed a safety in free agency. Terrell Edmonds is now a Philadelphia Eagle, former first-round pick of the Pittsburgh Steelers. He started a lot of games for them. So he was drafted 5 years ago. He started 75 games. The guy they signed, Evans, the safety from the Saints, what, like a week ago? That seemed like depth. Terrell Edmonds, he's a starting safety.
Yeah, and that's why I always say, like, you know, we as fans, the one thing that's hard for us to do is we can't see the forest for the trees sometimes. And you know that this is a fluid situation. There were guys out there to be signed. Eagles were going to take care of business. But, you know, we're a reactionary group, so we got to react to what's being said. But I like the signing. I like what they could potentially do, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they're done at that position.
Well, you're right.
They might want to create competition at that position.
Yeah, so he's 26 years old. He was the number 28 overall pick in the 2018 draft. He's been a starter in Pittsburgh basically since he got drafted. I mean, he started 15 games as a rookie. He started 75 games the last 5 years. He has 5 career interceptions. He had one season, 2 in 2 different seasons, 0 last year. His brother just got paid by the I believe his brother's the guy that got paid by the Bears, the former Bills linebacker, mm-hmm. Edwards, their brother. So he's obviously comes from a family of outstanding football players. This strikes me as one of their two safeties next year that will play. And now they have some options, right? Because they have Reblanket Jip. They have the guy they signed from the Saints. That position now is not as bare as it looked, you know, when C.J. Gardner-Johnson walked away.
No, and not only that, you put yourself in a situation where you have versatility, in my opinion. You know, you got some interchangeable parts. You got Greedy Williams back there. You got some guys that to me, they're a little bit bigger corners, and you could interchange. You could be versatile, more versatile in the secondary if you want to be.
Well, and we'll see how Sean Desai wants to use all these guys. I'll be interested to see the structure of this deal. It's 1 year, but I wonder how much they paid him, right? Because Chauncey Gardner-Johnson got 1 year, $8 million. From the Detroit Lions. I wonder how much money Terrell Edmonds got from the Eagles here. Jalen Mills got about 1 year, six and a half, whatever it was, from the New England Patriots stay there. So Terrell Edmonds is officially a Philadelphia Eagle, all the reports out there right now. So the Eagles, they add to the safety room. I mean, they do something there that they needed to do, which is add a veteran safety to this mix that actually could play. Like, if they had a game tomorrow, they could roll out him and Blankenship and, like, all right, we could get by here.
Yeah, they'll be fine. They'll be fine. And you know, you still can add some help up front. It's like this is what makes this exciting, because you've had pieces that you needed to add, and there is also potential there to add even more pieces, even at the same position. So I think that this defense, like I said, it's not a necessity. I mean, it's a luxury, and I think it's going to be pretty decent. I think it's going to shape out to be pretty decent.
So the other thing, and this is really matters because the draft's about a month away now, like signings like this means the Eagles don't have to feel like we need to get this in
exactly,
the draft.
Exactly.
Howie's made his mistakes in the past, he's drafted for need. Like the year they drafted Jalen Reagor, they thought they needed a slot receiver.
Mm-hmm.
And it just was a disaster because he shouldn't have been picked in the first round. Let's just call it for what it was. It was a mistake. It was a reach. They were trying to fill a need and they made a mistake. And then when they made their best draft picks, it just feels like they take the best player on the board. They draft positions they value. And the way they've set up free agency so far, although, you know, I question some of the moves and I wish Chauncey was still here, at least this gives them, like, all right, they don't got to reach at safety in the first or second round now.
Yeah, and it's one of those things where you're not pressed to play somebody. I think there's a little bit of pressure that goes along with that, Joe, when you talk about drafting for a need position, and you have to justify that because there's a lot of people. Like, we know Howie as the front man, but there's a lot of people that are involved with these draft picks that want to see their guy do well. You know, you're talking about, we were talking about Coach Mudd a few weeks ago, and he was talking about Kelce, and how Mudd was like, yo, don't play with me. That's my guy. You know, because they want their guy to succeed, because you could just imagine how it is in some of these war rooms where there might be a first-round draft pick and one person wants this guy and then another person wants somebody else, and they're going back and forth. Their pick is coming up, and they're going back and forth about who they need and who they want to get because that's how people feel strongly about it. I think that's what happened to the Minnesota Vikings that year. They lost their pick. Remember that? When they were in the draft?
Yes.
And they lost their pick.
McKinney was the guy that was there.
Yes.
Brian
they
McKinney.
They were probably going back and forth on who they wanted to draft, and they got moved, they ran out of time.
Could you ever imagine if that happened here? This city would flip out.
Oh yeah, so yeah, you'd be ridiculed for them.
Oh
your
my
whole
goodness!
Life. Yeah.
Yeah, but you're right. I imagine that happens all the time.
Yes.
And maybe I can imagine conversations here where a scout is talking to a coach, like, he's ready, right? I watched him in college. I vouched for him. He's ready. Let's get him on the field early. So it certainly helps them not have to force anything on the field. They added another safety here in Terrell Edmunds. 215-592-9494. For a lot to react to. Rhys Hoskins out, Castellanos bone. We've been debating all day who's the X factor, who really has to be the guy that steps up the most. And obviously with Rhys out, it changed a lot for the Phillies. And do you want the Eagles to sign Ezekiel Elliott? 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Jeremy in South. Before we get Jeremy, actually, Kyle, you notice the Steelers fans upset here? They're going to miss this guy?
Yeah, so usually, you know, I'm not going to pretend that I watched tons of film on this Edmunds guy or even, like, you know, spend a lot of time watching the Steelers game and studying up on this guy. So one thing that you can do to brush up on a guy real quick is read the comments from the fans of the team that he just left. And Steelers fans are not too happy that he's going. So I would say that bodes pretty well if you're an Eagles fan.
Yeah. I think that's the way Eagles fans probably felt about Chauncey Gardner or any
that's
of
right.
the players they lost.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, I mean,
yeah.
You kind of know the player when he leaves. I just think it's interesting that he's pretty young, only 26. Like, the Steelers didn't re-sign him. I wonder if it was about money. I wonder if they have another young safety because he was a draft pick, Hugh, and they didn't keep him.
Yeah. I mean, it kind of makes you wonder. But, you know, he's still a young guy, good player. And he could probably fit. He'll probably be asked to do something different in our system as opposed to what he did in Pittsburgh. But one thing you know about Pittsburgh defenses – their safety, they come up and they stick their nose in the run.
Well,
support.
Yeah, I mean, Polamalu.
They don't mind playing the run.
No, and that, well, if he plays the run here and he tackles, people will like him. Let's go to the phones here. Jeremy is in South Philly up on WIP. Hey, Jeremy.
What's going on, y'all?
What's up, buddy?
So a couple things real quick. Just initial reaction to the Edmunds signing, I think I'm confident and he's going to be at least as good as Chauncey. At least as good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's going to be a downgrade. So I think that's, you know, a big weight off the city's back. Now we finally got our next Brian Dawkins.
Well, I mean,
I don't know about that.
Yeah, let's all take a deep breath here, Jeremy.
I'm good.
Yeah,
but,
we know.
The whole Zeke thing, it just makes me so mad when everyone wants to get all high and mighty on the character wagon and talk about past discretion. Like, this is the same city that had Michael Vick fresh out of prison, and everyone was buying little doggy jerseys to put on their schnauzers. Like, I just don't get it.
Jeremy, here's what it is. We all make decisions as fans, right? Like, players come in, they come out. Sometimes they're looked at as great guys. Some guys, they've had some trouble in the past, whatever. I would have an issue with the Zeke thing, like, from that perspective, if he literally was in trouble now, right? If that story was now, because then I'm like, what's the point of a distraction? He's going to be suspended. No, thank you. I can't get upset about something he did 7 years ago and he already got, yeah, he served a suspension.
No, you know, this is the thing I find interesting is because people always want to bring up past transgressions when it comes to certain players. And it's like, dude, that has nothing to do with the conversation that we're having right now. That was 7 years ago. And whatever it was that he did, he paid his dues. He served his time. Let that man move on. Nobody say that about Robert Downey Jr. and all the stuff that he did before he became Iron Man.
Yep.
It's crazy.
And as soon as he comes in and starts scoring touchdowns,
that's
not
all that
be
matters.
Able to make crop top jerseys fast enough to sell them in the city. So,
well, that's true. Yeah, my issue, Jeremy, is I think he's about to be cooked. Like, I don't see the upside. I know he's a good goal line back, and he probably would score. I mean, he certainly would score touchdowns if he was given enough opportunity within the 5-yard line. I wonder how much is left in the tank, Jeremy. A lot of carries, and his numbers have gone down the last couple years. I just wonder if he's done.
I just don't think you need him to have that much left in the tank, because hopefully you're going to draft Bijan Robinson. I mean, that's my dream. I think that would be amazing. But the long story short, he would come here to take some of the pressure off Jalen's back and to keep Jalen from getting injured this year like he has every other year.
That part of it, Jeremy, I think is certainly – there's certainly something to what you're saying. Jeremy, we appreciate it. I mean, Hugh, when they signed Penny, we talked about this, that maybe that – the running game next year, Penny, obviously Zeke's part of the conversation now, they could take away some of those short yardage carries from Jalen so he doesn't get banged up as much.
Yeah, that's the hope. But let's be realistic here, Joe. You know Jalen Hurts is going to take off. It's going to be times where Jalen's going to take off.
Yep.
Even if it's an opportunity or is there an outlet there to throw it to Penny, he's going to take off and run. That's just his game. I would just like to limit his touches and his carries as much as I possibly could. That's all that we're looking for in a situation like this.
Yeah, especially the short yardage ones, right? Because that's when the pile is on you, and that's when he's got to push the pile and all that kind of stuff. You're right, though. When he's throwing, right, it's a passing play, his instincts take over sometimes. Yeah. A lot of times, he runs.
Nobody's sitting there thinking, I don't see Jalen say, oh, you know what? I don't want to get hurt on this play. Let me throw it to this running back because that's what the team brought him here for. No, he's thinking about, I need to make a play. And he's not wired that way. Now, hopefully, as this thing evolves and the trust grows between him and Rashard Penny, or Ezekiel Elliott for that matter, that he starts to use them more as an outlet. But I feel like as a former player, to have the threat of him being able to run at a drop of a hat puts a lot of stress on any defense.
Well, early last year, it felt like defenses had no answer, right? They manned up, and then he ran, right? Or if they left a guy on him, it was one-on-one on the outside because there's just not enough defenders. So it is a big part of it, and we'll see what they do moving forward. But, yeah, that would be if there'd be one football reason and like how Zeke could help, he could take all those short yardage carries. That's what he is now. He's basically a short yardage back now.
And that's basically what he was in what's that city called? Dallas down there?
Yeah, I think they call it that.
Yeah, that's what they call it. That horrible organization that he can't just wait to get here in Philadelphia and be a part of a great organization.
Let's talk to Gus, who's up on WIP. Hey, Gus.
Gus.
Hey, guys, what's up? Draft question and for the Zeke thing, yeah, I agree, I think Zeke is cooked. He had a holdout in Cabo with his feet in the sand, and now he runs like he has his feet in the sand. My question is, if we do draft a cornerback at number 10, what do you think that cornerback's role would be? To give like Bradberry and Darius Slay rest, or to just throw them out in different coverages to kind of confuse the quarterback? Or, yeah, what do you think if we have like Gonzalez or Witherspoon or Joey Porter at number 10?
Well, I will say this. The one thing that I know about this new league is a passing league, and a lot of teams run a lot of nickel. So, with that being said, I would think that if the Eagles decided to draft the corner at 10, he has to be a nickel slot. He has to be a slot guy. He has to be a nickel corner.
Yeah.
He has to be. And he has to play a lot because, if I'm not mistaken, I don't know what the percentage breakdown is, but I'm comfortable in saying that most teams are a nickel more than 50%
of the
snaps this year. So he would get a lot of burn. Probably wouldn't be your primary guy. He'll probably be lined up against like a tight end or something like that. The one thing that I look at, and I look at some of these mock drafts, and I look at some of these corners that the Eagles could potentially take, all of them have size. And I think that's key. Well, you know, when you look at all the young corners coming out now and the receivers and everything, everybody's a little bit bigger. There's not too many Lito Shepherds and Sheldon Browns running around in the draft this year. So I think that bodes well for the Eagles and what they want to do as far as their defense is concerned.
So, like, a nickel cornerback would be, like, the fourth cornerback? Like, it would be, like –
No, he'd be the third.
Third. There's also that chance with Avante Maddox played safety before. He might go back to safety.
Then, you know, you have some teams that where, you know, if your linebacker is athletic enough, he factors into that nickel defense as well.
Yeah, I got the numbers. So I don't have 2022, Hugh, but I have 2020, 2021. I bet it's similar, right?
Mm-hmm.
In 2020, 59.7%, and 2021, 61.4%. So it's about 60%.
Yeah, it's about 60%. So, yeah, I feel, yeah, I was, hey, look, took a shot in the dark and was damn near on point. But, I think that you would get a lot of burn because you have to look at it like this, folks. When you talk about drafting at 10, even though the Eagles have put themselves in a position where, you know, they're not drafting necessarily for need, you have to get value at 10. You look at most of these draft picks, and we're talking about from 1 to 9. They're going to play. They're probably going to play a lot because they're going to teams that need help all over the place.
Bad teams.
Yeah, they're going to teams that need help all over the place. So they're going to play a lot. So whether they start in the first game or is it the fourth game, they're going to play. Like before most of the season is over, you're going to see these guys on the field a lot. And that's how I kind of look at it. In order to validate that person, whomever it is, that's taking that 10 by the Eagles, he has to play a lot.
Before we get back to the phone line, speaking of, you mentioned the top picks. Lane Johnson, a former first-round pick, former top number 4 overall pick for the Eagles. That news kind of flew under the radar this morning. I think we were just maybe overwhelmed here because we had the Reese thing and we were at Philly spring training. But it happened. We were waiting for the Lane Johnson.
The other shoe to drop.
Yeah, like because every year they seem to do something with his contract to you. And this morning, it was interesting the way it was reported and then the second part of the report. So the first thing was like they gave him a one-year 30-something million dollar extension on the end of his deal. So he had 3 more years left. I think he was here through 2025. So they added a year with $30 million for 2026. So now he's got 4 years left. And then the second part was like, well, we did that so they could clear it. Like they saved $9 million on the cap this year. But that's a pretty big extension for what will be – I'm trying to think how old – I think Lane's 32 or 33. So they paid him – they gave him a lot for that age 36 season. Like that's a big number for
him. That is a big number. And I know that has a lot of people – looking at that and just kind of scratching their head and wondering. And I'll say this to that. I think that was because I have nothing to back this up with, but I do know that offensive linemen, they play longer than defensive linemen, and they played the majority of the snaps. And the fact that, you know, you look at what Lane was able to do and how he contributed last year, he played and did, he only's given up like one sack in like 3 years or
in
something
years,
crazy
yeah.
like that.
It's amazing.
Like that right there, man, is phenomenal. And I know that a lot of people are going to look at that, and they're going to be looking at it, and they're going to look at the side eye. They're going to give the side eye with that because when you talk about guys taking pay cuts and things of that nature, but I'll say that to this. I'll say this to that, I should say, is that offensive linemen play almost all of the snaps, and they play longer. You know, they play a lot longer than defensive linemen do. Most defensive linemen now, you're in a two-man rotation. You rotate a lot. The game has changed. And those offensive linemen are key components to what's going on. And the fact that this guy is probably grading out super high every week. Not giving up a sack in years.
It's unbelievable. And then what he did last year, yeah, I mean, to hurt himself the way he did in the Dallas game, I think it was – I forget how it was reported, and he was upset they said the wrong thing. But whatever. He had a core muscle injury, right?
Yeah.
The abductor or whatever they call it, the groin. To come back, Hugh, and play in the playoffs, and I don't know how he did that.
And play at a high level, man. And I know it's got a lot of people looking at it and thinking a certain thing. He played at a high level, man. And that's the only way that I can explain that. He did. He played at a high level.
He's a great player. And so they add a year. I wonder if they did it on purpose. So he's now with that, like, he has the highest salary for a right tackle. Like, if you look at, like, who's the highest paid right tackle, it's him because of that number. I'm sure that was part of it. That makes him feel good. He's the number one guy at his position.
I mean, he's a beast, man. Like there's no way around that. He's a beast. And I know people are going to look at that and look at those numbers and the fact that he got that money and look at it sideways, but you can't deny what he brings to the table.
No, and he's durable too. I mean, other than a couple years ago when he hurt his ankle, he's been quite a durable player. So another year on the contract for Lane Johnson is now under contract for 4 more years. Rob's in North Philly. What's up, Rob?
Hey, what's going on, Joe? How you doing, Hugh?
What's going on, man?
Hey, Rob.
Yeah, congratulations to Lane. He definitely deserves it. You know, Chip ain't getting much right, but he definitely got Lane right when he drafted him.
Yeah, that might have been the best thing Chip brought here was drafting Lane Johnson with the 4th pick.
Right, Lane Johnson and also Howard Mudd also.
Yep.
but with Zeke, man, I wouldn't mind Zeke being here because if you look at it, defenses like later in the season, they weren't really worried about our running backs as far as like the RPOs. they basically always kept somebody there in the background just in case Hurts kept the ball. Now, with Zeke and with Penny, they're not going to be able to do that. People around the league respect those two dudes, so they're going to have to honor it if they think Zeke getting the ball. So Zeke's going to come here. He's going to play a role. He's not going to play it's a major role, a major part for the role, but it's not nothing like the other people from Dallas that came here when they were really dependent on, like we really depended on them to do stuff for us, and they let us down. With Zeke this year, we won't have to worry about that. Because you know it's a whole team thing of what we do, and I like that. I like the signing for Edmonds. You know, I think with him added, I believe that our safeties are better than last year's. I'm only on paper. Because I don't know what the defensive scheme and everything is going to look like.
I wouldn't be surprised, Rob, if Blankenship ends up better than Epps. I actually think Blankenship could play a little bit. The one thing, though, with CJ compared to Edmonds, CJ did have 6 interceptions last year. Edmonds only has 5 in his 5-year career. Like, he has, you know, can he do that? Can he?
Maybe he could be more opportunistic.
Yeah. Did he have the opportunity to do that in Pittsburgh?
Well, I mean, he's playing. I will say this: he was playing next to Minka Fitzpatrick a lot, who gets the interceptions himself. So,
right.
Yeah.
Right. Or maybe Edmonds had played a role that Epps played.
Could be.
And that definitely makes us better because I believe he's definitely a step above Epps.
Yeah, I tend to agree with that. He's probably a better player than us, and maybe that means Blankenship is kind of the fill-in for CJ. Because I think they're going to play Blankenship. If he's cheap,
I think they're going to find us. They're going to find a space for Blankenship. They're going to find something on the field for him to do because he actually played well last year when we needed him.
Yeah, I thought so too. And Rob, we appreciate the phone call. Yeah, it's going to be interesting, but they have cut. At least they have something there at safety now. They're not.
Yeah, and you're gonna go into training camp. And you're going to evaluate all these guys. And when you look at the money that was given to them and the money that's been doled out, it's not like it's a ton of money. So whatever happens, you know, the worst case scenario, you have some special teams players.
Yeah, you do. All right, we got a lot to do in our final segment here. We'll take your phone calls on Zeke, on the Phillies, and really one of the biggest questions now is how they handle first base, not just replacing Reese's bat, but how they handle first base. In case you missed it, we'll let you hear what Kyle Schroeder had to say about the idea of him going back to first base and what Alec Bohm had to say when he was on the morning show recently. And when we get back, Hugh, I have a lineup for you. I have my Phillies lineup without Reese Hoskins, how I think it should look. I'll give you what I think should be the new opening day lineup. We'll do it next. All your phone calls as well. 215-592-9494. It gets you aboard on Sports Radio 94 WIP. The tournament's heating up, and there's no better place to get in on the action than FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. That's because right now FanDuel is giving new customers a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's $1,000 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Just go to FanDuel.com/GIGLIO and sign up today to claim your no-sweat first bet. Then you can wager on everything from the money line to point spreads to which team will be cutting down the net. I like Creighton tonight to move on to the Elite Eight, all in an app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. I really like the FanDuel app, so don't miss your shot at a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000 when you join FanDuel today. Just go to FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to sign up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.